Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ICBT Made Simple, a 30-day guide for overcoming OCD through inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy by Lázaro León Palomares is a practical mental health workbook focused on obsessive-compulsive disorder and the therapeutic model known as inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy. Rather than presenting OCD primarily as an anxiety condition, the book introduces the ICBT, view that obsessional doubt begins with a reasoning error called inferential confusion. In this model, the person moves away from direct sensory evidence and becomes absorbed in an imagined possibility that feels urgent or threatening. The book is structured as a 30-day practice plan for adults with different OCD subtypes, including readers who have tried exposure and response prevention but still feel caught in repetitive doubt cycles. It also positions ICBT in relation to ACT, SSRI medication, autism, and ADHD. Its purpose is educational and practical to help readers understand how OCD doubt is manufactured and how reasoning can be redirected before anxiety escalates. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, OCD framed as a reasoning problem rather than an anxiety problem. The central distinction in ICBT Made Simple is its emphasis on the origin of obsessional doubt rather than the management of distress after doubt appears. Many mainstream OCD resources explain compulsions as attempts to reduce anxiety and therefore focus on exposure, response prevention, or acceptance of uncertainty. This book presents a different starting point. Anxiety is treated as a consequence of a prior reasoning process. The concern is not only that a frightening thought appeared, but that the mind accepted an imagined possibility as if it were relevant evidence. This framing matters because it changes the point of intervention. Instead of asking the reader to endure uncertainty once the obsession is active, ICBT asks how the doubt became convincing in the first place. The practical implication is that treatment work begins before the urge to ritualize becomes dominant. By emphasizing reasoning, the book gives readers a way to examine the logic of OCD without debating every feared outcome. This approach is especially relevant for people who understand that their compulsions are excessive, but still feel that the original doubt has special authority. Secondly, inferential confusion as the mechanism that creates obsessional doubt. A key concept in the book is inferential confusion, the reasoning error that ICBT identifies at the core of OCD. The term refers to a shift from direct information to an imagined scenario that is treated as more important than what the senses, context, and ordinary knowledge indicate. For example, the issue is not simply having an intrusive possibility, but giving that possibility more weight than present evidence can justify. The book uses this idea to explain why OCD doubts often feel compelling even when they are not supported by current reality. This mechanism also clarifies why reassurance can fail. If the problem lies in the way the mind grants credibility to imagined alternatives, then collecting more reassurance may leave the underlying reasoning pattern untouched. The value of this concept is that it makes the OCD cycle more specific. Instead of viewing obsessional doubt as mysterious or purely emotional, the reader is invited to identify the exact moment where imagination replaces evidence. That focus provides a practical target for intervention and helps distinguish ordinary caution from obsessional reasoning. Thirdly, the 30-day workbook structure translates ICBT into repeated practice. The book is designed as a 30-day guide, which gives the therapeutic material a structured and applied format rather than presenting ICBT only as theory. This matters because OCD work often requires repeated recognition of patterns, not just intellectual agreement with a concept. A day-by-day plan can help readers return to the same core skill from different angles, noticing the beginning of doubt, identifying when imagination has displaced direct evidence, and practicing a different response to the reasoning process. The structure also reduces the risk that the reader treats ICBT as a single insight that should solve symptoms immediately. By spreading the method across daily practice, the workbook format supports gradual skill acquisition. Its value is practical rather than purely descriptive. The reader is not only told that OCD involves faulty inference, the plan is meant to help the reader observe that process in real situations. This makes the book more accessible for people who need a concrete framework for self-study. Although it should not be mistaken for individualized clinical care when symptoms are severe or complex. Fourthly, positioning ICBT alongside ERP, ACT, and medication. ICBT Made Simple is notable for presenting its method in relation to other common OCD supports rather than treating them as irrelevant. The description indicates that the book addresses how ICBT relates to acceptance and commitment therapy, SSRI medication, and previous exposure and response prevention work. This positioning is important because many readers approach OCD treatment after trying more than one method. ERP typically targets the compulsive response and the avoidance cycle, while ACT emphasizes changing the relationship to thoughts and values-based action. Medication may reduce symptom intensity for some people, but does not, by itself, teach reasoning skills. ICBT occupies a different place by focusing on the formation of obsessional doubt. The book, therefore, appears to present ICBT as complementary or alternative depending on the reader experience, especially for people who have completed ERP yet still feel trapped by the same doubts. A balanced reading is that the book does not need to reject established treatments to have a distinct contribution. Its differentiating point is the earlier intervention point, the reasoning process that precedes anxiety and compulsive behavior. Lastly, attention to neurodivergent readers and difficulty with uncertainty tolerance, the book specifically identifies neurodivergent individuals, including autistic and ADHD readers, as part of its intended audience. This is a meaningful feature because some OCD approaches require sustained uncertainty tolerance, flexible attention shifting, or repeated exposure exercises that may be especially difficult for certain readers to apply consistently. By emphasizing reasoning over endurance of uncertainty, ICBT may feel more concrete for people who benefit from explicit cognitive maps and clearly defined steps. The book reportedly includes a dedicated discussion of autistic and ADHD presentations of OCD, which suggests an effort to address how OCD may interact with differences in attention, sensory processing, rigidity, or cognitive style. The importance of this topic is not that one method fits all neurodivergent people, but that OCD treatment materials often assume a standard learning profile, a framework that asks readers to compare imagined possibilities with direct evidence may offer a more structured entry point for some. At the same time, readers with complex needs should view the workbook as educational support rather than a substitute for clinicians who understand both OCD and neurodevelopmental differences. In conclusion, ICBT Made Simple is best suited for adult readers who want a clear introduction to inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy as applied to OCD. It may be especially useful for people who recognize their compulsions, but remain confused by why certain doubts feel so convincing, as well as for those who have tried ERP or uncertainty-based approaches and still experience recurring obsessional loops. Its practical benefit is that it shifts attention to the reasoning process that gives obsessional doubt its force, helping readers identify when imagination has replaced direct evidence. Intellectually, the book offers a concise way to understand OCD through inferential confusion rather than treating anxiety as the primary starting point. Compared with many OCD self-help books, its distinctive feature is not a broad survey of symptoms but a focused 30-day application of one model. It also stands out by acknowledging ACT, SSRI medication, ERP, autism, and ADHD, rather than presenting ICBT in isolation. Readers seeking extensive clinical research detail may need additional sources, and those with severe impairment should involve qualified treatment providers. Within the self-help category, however, the book is positioned as a specific, structured, reasoning-centered workbook for people who want to intervene earlier in the OCD cycle. If you would like to support Lázaro León Palomares, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.